Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Previously on Ambrosia Island.
There's a lot going on here that I don't understand.
You can tell us how to end this madness.
I'm not having any fire, resurrection, or mumbo jumbo.
Speak. And careful, it might be your last words.
Red-haired woman.
Joan Cassidy.
What did you want to do? What did Joan need to do?
Me? Utilize the power of the flame god to execute power. Cthulhu doesn't want to be used. Cthulhu wants to be unleashed. She will unleash. Here.
Two sides of the same coin. We're finishing you. Just tell us what to do.
You've killed me. You can't stop it. You're too late.
He puts the shotgun in his mouth and pulls the trigger.
Oh, shit! May not get us to the forest.
Buckle up.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
Hey, everyone, look inside the car and don't look outside and avoid the eldritch horrors that are happening.
Once we go in, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Feels like it's been that way for a while.
We didn't do this. I think we're all dying anyway.
Now.
The temple itself, a stone amphitheater, is a haven for fire. All around the circular chamber are flaming torches on large wooden poles, fastened to the walls and jutting out from the stone surface. And you look closer, and it appears these flames are pulsating ever so slightly.
No, I don't like that.
Down in the center is a large stone platform around 10 feet tall, a circular altar with stairs all the way around. Upon the altar is a singular platform with a couple of flames just hovering above it. But you are not alone. 5 of the white-robed figures surround the bottom of the platform, all looking up above the stairs towards where this platform with the flames are, arms outstretched. And you hear, every so often, a female voice calling out, and they repeat her words in unison, their voices bouncing off the walls and smacking you in the face. The entire chamber is a blazing wash of orange.
Sean?
Yes, sir.
How do we stop the ritual and prevent Cthulhu being, or Cthulhu being unleashed upon our reality?
Yes, how great that decided to use the creature that is most closely sounding to Cthulhu.
Yes.
Cthulhu. So, ask me that question again.
Sean?
Yes.
How do we disrupt the ritual and prevent Cthulhu being unleashed on our reality?
That's a good question, Phil.
Please answer honestly, Sean. We would greatly appreciate that.
There is a ritual that is being done at the moment.
I can see that, yes. And you made that quite clear with your description.
And the ritual, generally speaking, requires the Necronomicon to perform. Obviously, at the moment, that is not the case. So I will say this. There are a couple of ways that it can be disrupted. So you need to find a way to depower the ritual. The ritual needs to be depowered. While there are people around, the ritual one way or another, will go through.
Right. Kill the people doing the ritual. Is that what you're implying?
Yes.
Okay.
One way.
That is absolutely correct, Ellen.
What if I douse the flames on the altar?
That is another way.
What if we use the Necronomicon and take his power and...
No, John. No.
Sorry. No.
Continue that thought. What if we play everyone for fools and use the Necronomicon and take control of this power and become... the servant of this eldritch horror.
Can someone
stop doing that with your hands?
And maybe like bring the fire of God to tongues of flame above the disciples' heads.
Can someone slap the book out of his hands?
That would be
hypothetically, just in case anyone's wondering,
what would happen, or can you do that?
No, no, I know. Can I do that?
Yes,
I can.
Yes,
I just shouldn't. I'm just saying what would happen.
It's frowned upon.
Would my friends and players get really angry with me?
It's not good manners.
We would kill your character.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Cool. No, I just want to check.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Real friends.
Yeah. That's good. That's
I'm
good.
Sick of fucking being middle management for everyone, even an Eldritch Guard.
That was my real question. Are we still friends? I'm glad to hear that we are.
And in answer to your question, there are the cultists and there's Joan.
Yes.
Don't necessarily have to kill. You just need to stop.
So just quickly, there are 5 cultists plus Joan or 5 cultists including Joan?
5 cultists plus Joan.
Okay, great.
You do not know where Joan is.
Okay.
We can hear her.
We can hear her,
you
but
can
can't
hear
see her,
but cannot see her.
Fantastic. And we can see fire on the dais, the
floating flames.
Floating flames.
Floating flames.
I want Jens to squirt a high-pressure water hose at those flames.
Is there a better word than squirt?
No.
Okay.
Squirt is the
I'm
ideal.
I'm going to say you are nowhere near close enough to perform.
Okay, how far can Jens fire his hose?
Thank you.
You spent 5 hours on this. Ooh.
Retrofitting him, yes. I am an egghead.
Like the...
And what about
engineer.
Your character?
Hey!
Oh, I'm on fire.
Hey!
Oh, man, I could really... I don't
know. That's really
right,
funny.
And how many rooms is this temple wide?
This is the size of... Half the size of a football field.
How many meters is that?
Meters, okay. Is it?
Football field is Australian football field?
Yes.
So that's 150 meters across. So this is 75...
It's a big temple.
It's a big temple.
Huge.
It's a big temple. Meters. Basically... You would have to go down close.
Okay. So my plan is to hide somewhere and move Jens around the temple until he can douse the flames. So that Jens can get close, we need to
get in
distract
there.
The cultists and fuck shit up.
Well,
pretty much what I was thinking.
Let's do that.
Do they have weapons?
Ooh,
they got their arms outstretched.
Yeah,
they're chanting.
No guns that you can see.
Okay, guns.
I mean, before, but that I suits. Mean, so I think because this is my insane, Jern's insane understanding moment.
Yes,
I think you know his eyes widen and he looks at the others and he says, "They are close. We must extinguish the flames or
extinguish their flames."
That is right.
Yes. Good way of putting it.
End that right. Chanting, end the ritual.
Okay. Are you going to get your robot close? And so we need to get in and cause a distraction?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Jorn, I guess you're posting yourself somewhere so that you can control the robot.
Yeah, is there somewhere I can hide?
It's completely full of fire.
Open. Oh, it's fire everywhere.
It's full of orange glow. I was like, we can't approach the stealthy at all. It's full of fire.
Oh, that's why we need a distraction.
Unless someone has like the special power shadow where you automatically get like really strong
I'm gonna
hiding.
I'm going to give you a chance, Jorn, because I know what your base is. Make me a stealth roll.
I'm a big man.
Who needs a big
I'm
stealth
a big
check.
Railway engineer. I've never snuck nowhere in my whole life.
Except everybody, for now.
Nah, 67.
The place is ablaze. There is nowhere to hide.
But you need to be safe. So, yeah. I say,
I'm just going to spend my turns moving the robots.
Yeah, I would say that you stay somewhere away. You don't need to hide. You just need to stay safe so that you can continue to pilot Jens. Yeah.
You can hide in the doorway that we just entered in through.
Yeah. I'm going to stay here.
Great.
And start moving Jens around the edge of the amphitheater to get close to the altar.
Can you remind me how Shadow works?
Shadow allows you to make a really difficult stealth check. Like, I think you either...
Yeah.
You get 2 surprise checks.
I get
or you
2
get,
sneak attacks if I've not seen, and I get a bonus
you get
die
a plus,
to stealth rolls.
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's it called again?
Shadow. I had written down what it... Oh, no. I wrote down Shadow 2. All good.
You do have its powers, or you just write down the word?
No, I do. Yeah. So I gain a bonus die to stealth rolls, and then if I'm unseen, I get 2 sneak attacks.
There you go. Fantastic.
Not entirely. Reduces difficulty by 1 level or gains a bonus die at my discretion stealth rolls. And if you're currently unseen, you're able to make 2 surprise attacks before your location's discovered.
That's right.
They're at the bottom of this kind of plinth. You walk up the stairs and then there's the little altar, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the size that I said, half that.
Half a football field.
Yeah.
Half a football field.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Still quite sizable, but it's not like you need a pier to be able to see them. Yeah.
38 meters.
And are they all facing inwards?
They are all facing inwards, looking up the stairs towards this platform.
I think the I'm just going to try and you know, slowly and quietly, like the kind of course of action of just moving forward and not like lunging or whatever. And because they're otherwise occupied, I'm just going to try and take one out with my garrote while I can. You know, if they see me and get disruptive, well, so what? I was going to attack them anyway. But I think she's just going to try and moving with the conviction of...
They're enraptured.
So. Yeah, they're enraptured. You know, the chanting, hiding her footfall, steadying her breathing. She's just going to try and take one out by surprise. And if not, well, guess what? She was going to try
and
take
one out.
Well,
here's the thing. If you get one, you'll get 2.
Yes.
2 sneak attacks.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So if you get one with the garrote, you'll get the other with the garrote as well.
Yeah.
You can imagine like in the scene, there's like the POV of one guy. And then in the background, he's looking up. And then in the background, you just see like a small figure out of frame. And then another
his feet
one.
Go.
it's Predator.
Yes.
Mina comes back with a robe.
Mina, think about changing careers.
Mina saddles up next to one. It's like, it's my first day. What are we saying?
Bingo, bango. 1, 2, skid. Oh, they're onto me.
So, Mina, just so you have this at your... for your knowledge, for Pop Cthulhu, a character can declare they are attempting to knock out their opponent. On the character's turn in the dex order, or now, or if it's a surprise attack, i.e. now, treat this as a combat maneuver using a blunt attack. If the maneuver is successful, the opponent is rendered unconscious and only suffers 1 hit point of damage. It can be used on any opponent with a skull.
Cool.
Oh yeah, they got skulls?
Yes, I think so.
Sweet.
Wait, for now.
I thought you were garrotting them.
Yes.
So in the meantime, what are we doing? John,
I suggest that you and I, Stanley, train our guns as an aim action.
You know that Mina heading forth can be done without them noticing. There is the possibility that, because you would have to roll stealth if you were going forward.
So we just bring up rifles and take aim.
I think she's going to like...
not entering into the kind of like open area. We like...
Because you're looking, the temple, you are looking like down, like you would go down. It's almost like an amphitheater. So you could go down to the ground level. That's where Mina's heading.
So 3 men stay up while Mina goes down. It's not a great line. Should have thought about how I was going to phrase that.
That's perfect. Keep going.
Perfect. 2 of them train rifles and 1 of them sends a little remote control robot. Slow. Gets it ready.
Starts heading around the perimeter of the temple so it can get within range to shoot its
You
water.
Head forward, and as you're looking down upon this scene, you all share looks with each other. Yearn looks at the others, motions to Jens the robot, and while staring at you, just starts flicking the dials that makes Jens start to go around the perimeter of the temple.
Mina
unravels the garrote in her hand.
Kind of motions down and does like a, you know, fingers walking in air motion, finger to lips.
Starts to head down, leaving Stanley and John together side by side as you're cocked, locked and ready to unload if need be.
Not the time, fellas.
Come on.
Fan fiction.
John, your jacket is very much... It's not uncomfortable, but it's hot.
John will close his eyes very briefly and think of cool thoughts. Like the loving, refreshing embrace of baptism. To wash away the heat.
Nice.
Cool. You're creeping...
I'm creeping.
Closer, closer. The sound of the chanting reverberates louder and louder, smacking you in the face. You start to feel the weight and the power of these words. You don't understand these words, but it holds something incomprehensible to you.
Yeah.
It's foreboding in that sense. You know that once these words finish, something happens.
All over Red Rover. Am I rolling my actual attack or just the stealth?
So you do an attack roll as if you're using a blunt weapon, so your garrote still.
My garrote.
And if you you get 2 chances to do this, because I'm assuming you're going to be using the 2 surprise points on 2 of them, and it's 2 knockout.
No, that's a 91 to my 80.
Now, here's a question.
Mm.
Do you want to use luck?
I mean,
you don't have to, but it's there at your disposal.
If I use that luck, do I get my second one?
Yes, because it would be a success.
Yeah.
This counts as a surprise round.
How much luck do you have, and how much would you need to spend?
I've still got quite a bit of luck.
Yeah. Use it.
How much is quite a bit?
I mean, it's got 54.
Yep.
How much do you need to spend to get that?
Like 9?
Yeah, 9.
That's fine.
Put you on what, 45?
Yeah.
Use it. I'm gonna do it.
I think maybe she the sweat, it's beading as she's getting closer. It's hotter. She almost like slips.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
You stumble and Mina, what is in your pocket
at the moment?
Yeah. What are a few things that are just in your pocket on your person?
Well, she's always got a gun.
Yep. What kind of a gun?
The machine gun.
You have a knife, don't you?
I do. I also have a. That's not important, but I also have an engagement ring in my pocket.
There we go. Mina, you stumble. You slip forward. The engagement ring flips out of your pocket. You see it. You reach out your hand. You crouch to one knee, silently as a cat. You slip your hand underneath the engagement ring just before it hits the floor. There's a moment. And you look up, waiting to see if any of the cultists turn around.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The bead of sweat drops upon the floor. No one stirs.
Stanley is just a bead of sweat at this point.
Has turned into a blob.
Yeah.
It's a puddle.
Yeah.
I think she would silently slip it onto her finger as she readies the garrote and then strikes the first person down quickly so that it immediately chokes off the windpipe.
Great. Presumably you would have to spin right around to go for this second one. You got, now, just, they don't look like this, but for my benefit, you've taken down the Red Ranger. It's red, black, blue, yellow, and pink. That's just how I'm going to be referring to these cultists.
Okay. Is that the color of their robes, or are they still in all white?
They're still in all white.
Okay. That's just the color of their eyeshadow.
This is just for me.
It's their favorite colors.
There you go. Yeah,
it's the color of their underwear.
You took down red, and now you're whirling on black.
All right.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
Roll my other dice.
Everything on black.
Yep, 63 to my 80.
Jesus, okay. Describe how you deftly go from one cultist to the second, taking them both down.
The first one, she kind of like... And she immediately like brings them into her body, slowly controlling the descent so that their body is not thumping on the ground. And tightens quickly, choking them out.
Knocking them out.
Yep. Then she quickly unravels, skirts around the side, and I think she... Yeah, it'll just be a similar thing, like around the front, bringing them close into her, almost like a Heimlich maneuver. She just kind of like any struggle or whatever is just crushed against her body as they can't move. All they can do is try and gasp for air, which is slowly being drawn out of their lungs until she slowly controls the descent and leaves their prone body. And that's business, baby.
Fucking mobsters.
She's
all right.
Good.
She's done that before.
Yeah. Well, if people paid, then...
She's done that a few times before.
And at this point, the other three cultists stop their chanting dead in their tracks, and you just hear...
Do what you were born to do. Stop them. Cthulhu waits for no one.
And we're going into initiative.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys get their prepared shots.
So you are going to be at dex plus 50.
Nice.
So Stanley and John, you're at a dex plus 50 in your starting order, as long as your first actions are going to be including your gun.
Great. Okay.
Great.
Good job,
so
guys.
Can I please have everyone's dex?
Does that change the minute we're like into the next round?
It just stays at that from then on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You start at the top of the order and stay.
Yeah,
there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm 55.
Do we roll off again?
Well, so my dex is 50, guys, so I've got 100.
Yeah. And what are you, Mina?
My dex is 50. Am I meant to roll?
No.
You're good.
Yeah, cool.
Just goes off the static.
And mine is 80.
You don't get initiative rolls.
What are you? Oh, sorry, standard.
100.
Pink, yellow, blue.
Which one did I take out? Apart
red
from red?
And black.
Black.
Okay.
Black and yellow, black.
So does that affect me going forward?
Yes, that becomes the point you are
as,
on the initiative.
As
you're
far
first.
As yeah. my understanding of the rules concerned, I could be wrong. I'm just now keeping that at the initiative order regardless of what happens.
But your dex stat doesn't change.
Okay.
It's just for determining initiative.
Okay, cool.
I'm just happy to see John near the top of the initiative order.
Yeah. So I'm is
just,
John.
I'm just happy to be here.
John just, as he mows down cultists.
I'm just happy.
So happy.
I'm just so happy to be. This brings back my old days. I feel like a younger man again. Like when I was 19.
Stan.
Yeah.
Stanley Burgess.
Stan the man.
Hey. You are the first to act. You are finger on the trigger, ready to go. You almost fucking passed out after seeing that engagement ring almost knock you. But you see Mina is now potentially in trouble.
Almost as soon as Mina drops the second mook, Jones says a thing. A bullet rips out of Stanley's gun.
Now, who are you going for? Blue, yellow, or pink?
Who's the furthest from Mina?
You know what? Pink is out of your line of sight.
Okay.
Yellow and blue are equal distance.
One closest to Mina.
That'll be yellow.
Yellow then. Fucking yellow. I never like yellow.
Hate that colour.
So that's an 80. Oh.
So that'll be a no.
Nah.
Yeah. Fires off, reverberates around the room. It's deafening in the silence following the almost ethereal monotone voice that emanated through.
For flow's sake, going into the next round, he just throws the gun down and runs.
Great. So, great.
With his cane?
Awesome.
Well, he doesn't need his cane anymore. He's got it. But he's fucking sprinting.
Nice. Yep.
So that's going to be, I'm going to say that you can move as part of your action as well. So you took the shot and then you threw, and you're going to be at this point at least down to the bottom level.
He hoikes up his cane and he's holding it, his steel cane.
Yeah.
And he sprints down towards the cultist.
Charges
rolling
forward.
All the way.
Yeah.
Father John, you're right next to Stanley. You see him start to bolt down. What do?
I aim.
You aim. So you take the moment, you steel yourself. Once again, patience is a virtue. Everyone goes first. Yearn! Closer.
I continue to move Jens within squirting distance of the altar. How many turns do you think it will take me? Do I have to roll to control the robot?
You only have to roll when you are going to do something with it. I'm going to say action is going to take a roll.
When I actually try to aim the jet.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Which
cool.
is going to be, as you will know this, it's quite a complicated thing. It is going to be quite difficult.
Yeah.
But at this point, you have gotten it. If you're looking to keep it away from them all, it gets the distance around the temple. So it's still up on the top level, but it's moved away to the far back end. So opposite where you are.
How many turns before I can shoot it?
I'm going to say round four. Because you'd have to get down, then get into place, then shoot. So maybe round three, depending on how we go.
Round three, okay. Yeah. So not this turn, not next turn, maybe the turn.
Correct.
Yeah, turn after. Okay,
maybe not
cool.
today, maybe not tomorrow.
But someday.
I'm also sweating while controlling my little robot.
Then you got to direct the squirt.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mina, one of the more damaged members of the party, possibly facing off soon against three cultists.
Oh.
What do you do?
Make it two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got my garrote at the ready. It's my favorite little thing.
Aw.
So I think I'm going to try and take out one more. You said yellow was the closest to me?
Yellow is the closest to you, yes.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to just like run and charge almost like trying to whip that grot around them, almost clotheslining into them, choking them out.
You should do the shoulder thing.
Over the shoulder?
Yeah, where you turn away from them and use the leverage of your body.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So you're not looking to choke them with the grot, you're just looking to attack them with the grot. I'm going to say is a fighting... Because it's you're not using the intention of the grot. So do your grot skill, and I'm going to make a damage to them hitting the floor. If it's successful.
Yep, 57 out of 80.
Great. And they are going to roll a lovely little d6.
They're not fighting back?
Yeah, they will. Oh, they will, won't they?
They're going to struggle.
Oh, you can go.
Proper struggle.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's...
Shut your fucking mouth. Yeah.
Holy shit. Whoa. No, that's fine. 69, here.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Nice. You hear me see the number and be like, hey.
Go for it.
Nice.
Lovely.
I need to shield this from you better.
Which damage is corrupted.
Constantly looking.
I don't know why you've got the dice part of the...
One d6 and one, plus one d4.
John.
I mean, I saw your bonus. I saw the 100.
1d6, 1d4.
7. Oh, 1D6 here's one
plus,
for you.
1d6 plus bonus damage, isn't it?
Sean bowls across
might
the table.
Be in the pulp book and the exotic weapons. If you chuck me the pulp on, I'll search for you as well.
I just want to be on top of the garage, exactly.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
No, you wait. Are you just talking about the temple? The temple that's on fire?
Garot, 1d6 plus bonus damage. All right, great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So you did 7?
Yeah, 7. Yeah,
great. Knock the fuck out.
Yay!
Yeah. So you wrap the garrote around his neck. You almost, in a judo fashion, jam your shoulder against the mook as you flip it over its shoulder.
Yep.
Mook doesn't even land on its back. He lands on its head.
Oh.
Concussion City, when he wakes up, if he wakes up, knocked the fuck out. That is yellow. Down and out.
Pink and blue to go. I'm sure they're not.
It's blue's
she
turn.
She doesn't call them that.
Pinky, bluey.
Blue is going to hastily run over to you. What's your HP on, by the way?
22.
Yeah, fucking fine. please do me a favor and give me the stats for knife.
It's
1d4 plus
damage bonus.
Damage bonus.
I've got my knife written down as 1d4, but then again, I don't have a damage bonus.
Yeah, see, I've got 1d4 plus damage bonus.
Okay, yeah. So that's a knife, 1d4 plus damage bonus.
Yep, so it's going to be, if I hit, 1d4 plus 1d4. So, the blue cultist, he hears the commotion, whirls around as his mouth claps shut through orders from, presumably, Joan.
Joan.
Joan Cassidy.
Depends on the type of knife.
Great.
Large, medium, small.
It's going to be a medium.
1d4 plus 2 plus bonus damage.
Wait, sorry, what was the small?
1d4 plus bonus damage bonus.
That's the one. Yeah, 1d4. Because 1d4 plus damage bonus. That was the one that I'd written down.
Okay.
Yep. And he reaches into his coat pocket as he races towards you, brandishes the knife, turns it around so that he's got his fist in the air and his face blade facing towards you, goes for an overhanded motion upon your shoulder, hopefully.
Is it like a sacrificial dagger, like a curved?
Ooh. Be smaller.
It's like a curvy dagger.
Yeah.
Be small. Cute. It's like a pen knife.
That would be me if I was being attacked.
Fight back.
Oh, that's
fight
nice.
Back. Fight back, Ellen. Fight back.
Yeah.
Or dodge. I don't know. You do you.
You do. It's up to you.
Dodge,
what
the fuck? You do you, boo.
You do you, boo.
I'm not your dad. Just
I'm not your dad.
I'm your dad. Boogie, boogie, boogie. gotta check something here.
Keeping those vines
you
fresh.
You are my dad. You're my dad. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, Ellen.
Whoa. Go for it. Do your fight back.
Yeah, that's just my normal brawl, right?
Correct.
Yeah, sweet.
Not your exotic brawl.
Or your
shiny brawl.
That's an 89 to my 70.
Great. Well, I got a hard success. So can I grab a d4, please, from someone?
Yeah, you can.
Who's got the most cursed dice? It's probably Philia.
That is going to be 7 points of damage. Ooh. as this Oof. Knife plunges straight into your left shoulder. As you almost take a knee, and the cultist just puts a hand on the heel of it and just pushes it in further. Eyes just locked straight into yours, and you almost see like an orange tinge to the cultist's pupils.
You should have fucking killed me, you cunt!
And then Pink will also come towards you.
Oh, gang up bonus.
Damn Pink cultist.
And will also have a knife.
Well, here's another d4 again.
Thank you.
Can you fight back again?
Pardon?
You can only fight back once.
So I receive a bonus die on the outmaneuvered. So you can still fight back, but I get a bonus die.
Right, I see.
19.
Not good.
What? That's bad. Don't. Why bad roll?
Mina, what are you doing?
Stop to being dodge the knife.
Stop being a pincushion.
Oof.
Ow.
Ooh. Ugh.
Us up in the peanut gallery.
Ooh, that's smart. That's smart.
That's hi, Mia. What are you doing? You're
did
getting
you
stabbed
say you
down
fail?
There.
Yeah.
So did I.
Oh.
Good job.
So,
it just misses. It just misses. He pulls out his knife and he goes to smash it down on you, but you happen to jerk to the side. So he goes slices down past where your shoulder, the other shoulder would have been. And it's locked, and there's two on either side of you now. That is Pink and Blue, and we're at the top of the initiative order. Stanley
is
you are
running.
Racing down.
Is he going to get to?
You will get this to them in time.
Okay, he's going to.
Oh Jesus Christ! Here we go.
He's going to hum his own theme music.
Little front flip.
Yeah. Cartwheel flip. He could do this shit all the time. He's been saving it till now. No, he's sprinting, and for a man of his size, I'd like to think it's quite an alarming sight. Regardless of how fast he's actually going, you don't want to see this. He's going up to, is it
Blue is the one that landed the dagger in, and pink is the one that is behind Mina with the dagger outstretched as well.
So, yeah, he's running over to Blue, wants to sort of basically just leaning into him, bringing the cane down straight into his face.
Great. Ooh. Go for it.
Yeah, that's a success.
They also got a success.
Did they fight back or dodge?
That was a fight back. Okay. If they were dodging, then you would win.
Okay.
So other way.
Yeah, well, no, if I was dodging, then I would win.
That's
if
right.
You were. If I was, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you win. Go
it's
for
risky.
It.
It's riskier to fight back.
Yes.
Yeah. So he goes now. Not too late to save some face, and he smashes him in the face with the cane.
Yay!
With his big old Gerard Depardieu hand on his chest, pushing him back as he just.
Is the knife out or is it just a cane?
Cane.
Cane. Okay, great.
You're off the fucking chain.
I'm off the bloody chain.
Go for that cane dam.
A dam dam.
That CD.
Pop book.
1d8 plus damage bonus. Okay, so that's six.
That's six. Great.
Again, I'm thinking Pan's Labyrinth. Just blunt force trauma to the face.
Oh, no.
Nice. Now you got the bloodlust in you.
This is the second time we've mentioned that specific scene in this podcast.
Irreversible. There's another one.
Thank you.
Blue stumbles back, his nose immediately broken. You crush across his eye and his nose, and he stumbles back. Left hand grasping his face as he yelps out in pain. Knife still in his right hand.
Is his nose bleeding?
100%.
No need to gush, old chap. It's saving these for the whole car journey. He's just been thinking of them and be like, I'll use that later.
John.
This could be so good.
Has the third combatant revealed themselves? Are they in line? I don't want to shoot into melee.
So red and black are down.
Yep.
And yellow is down as well. So Mina took out three of them.
I see.
Yes.
And then blue has just been walloped by Stanley. And pink is also... So blue and pink... basically, Stanley, Mina, Blue, and Pink are all close together.
All in melee.
They're all in melee, which means that I think I take a.
If you are shooting,
dice?
It would be in penalty because you're shooting into melee. And if you were to crit fail, for example, you shoot one of your allies.
It's a crit. It's only a crit fail, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have aim, so
I have aim, so I'm just on standard.
Yeah,
you're
just
it's a standard shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take the shot.
It's not likable, people.
I reckon this is another bead of sweat moment. Yeah. Trying to get a clean
what's
shot.
That face. Chris, what's that face?
It's a miss.
What's Chris? That face? What's that
He's
face?
Fine. I know
what's
Chris.
That face?
That's an extreme success.
Yeah!
Hey!
See? Oi! Smell it on him.
Jesus Christ. All right, we're back to...
Pardon. Sorry, no, it's not.
Hard success.
Math means that it's a hard success. I'm one off.
Really?
Yeah. 25 divided by 5 is 5, not 6. I'm dumb.
So
well,
sorry.
Jeez, Chris.
And
you have such a...
You can't use Wait. Luck to...
Yeah, that's right.
You can't use luck to do damage.
Brain stupid.
Who did you aim for, by the way?
Mina.
The one with a face or not?
The one with a face. The one who
pink.
Has not
pink.
Been hurt.
Pink.
Pink. The pink. Pink ranger.
Yeah.
Kim.
Also, fun note, the outnumbered rule doesn't apply to being shot at.
Oh.
Yeah. If the pink one had have already fought back, because you can't fight back against gunshots.
No.
Yeah.
They're going to dodge.
You can't punch them out of
Hell
the air.
Hell yeah, they get a chance to dodge.
That's right, they do.
Yay!
Hey, at what range am I at? How many meters, roughly?
Didn't we say, like...
30-odd?
Yeah.
30, well, it'd be there in the center, so it's 15? Because they're in the middle of the temple.
I think they're at the far...
Oh, it's the far end?
They're in the central area.
The central area of it.
But the far side of the central
cool,
area.
Cool.
Not even fucking close. That was a 92.
Okay.
He doesn't dodge back to save his life.
Damage time.
Literally.
with my M1.
2d6 plus...
Plus 4. It's a pretty fucking bad roll. It's 9 damage.
Yeah, right.
We cannot get good gunshot rolls right now.
Rolling stupidly under average. And also, 25 divided by 5 is 6? Come on, Chris.
Come on,
Get
Chris.
It together. You're going to have to flagellate yourself later. Punishment. Roleplay more.
Patreon only.
Your turn.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop. Come on, get Jens. Come on. Keep going.
Does it beep? Boops follow like a Norwegian intonation pattern.
And
I love this fucking creature.
And as the robot Jens starts to head down the stairs and popping, pop, 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 it starts to glow light blue ever so slightly.
Cool.
And
that's cool.
Imperceptibly begins to shudder slightly. And you begin to see this, and I want you to make me a electronics roll.
Like an electrical repair roll?
Yeah, electrical repair roll.
Not a physics roll, or...
No.
Okay.
No, you are looking to, in the moment on your machine, try and calm this down. For what you realize is the volatile nature of your inventions.
You know how he said he wanted to harness it for power?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
That's you, how all my inventions
are. Are you using one chaos god against another?
Maybe.
It's and weird. You called me insane.
I didn't know that I was doing that. I just
it's weird what happens when you put, like, things you don't understand near other things you don't understand.
Like the book in my pocket.
Are you talking about chemistry?
Like the book in my pocket.
Yeah.
45 uh-huh. under electrical repair, 55.
Oh,
nice.
Your fingers, your dexterous fingers work magic. As you've got failsafe, you've got like a failsafe on this machine.
On
and
the
you,
remote device.
Yeah, you
yeah.
Got, you're punching away on digits, you know, trying to just, you know, find ways to relieve pressure from this machine and it dulls slightly. It's still, you've given it some time.
So what I do is I discharge the extra energy that's flowing from the power source. Because the power source is being charged by the latent occult energies in the air, it's overloading.
Yeah.
And so I get the right setting and like a kind of a crackle comes from the power source of Jens. Releasing a little pulse of extra built-up energy into the air around it.
And it continues forward.
Hang in there, Jens.
Boop, boop, boop.
Mina, you got a stab wound in the shoulder.
Ah!
You got two cultists nearby, but also a friend now with you as well. What? Oh, what do you do?
What?
I'm wondering whether I go for the safer option or the more cinematic option.
Cinematic.
Make the safe option cinematic.
Hey.
Yeah, I think she's just gonna kinda like look down at the knife wound in her shoulder. You really should have aimed better, son. And she's just gonna garrot Blue, who left a huge fucking knife in her. And take him down for you know, vengeance sake.
Love the idea, you know, stumbles back with his hand on his face being smacked in a cane and then...
Yeah.
Before he can get his wits about him, a wire wraps around his neck.
What'd you get there, Ellen?
Nah, 90. It's my AC.
What the heck is going on with
your
dice?
No. And you can't use luck for fights.
No.
So, nah. How about just pluck? A miss. Yeah.
Great. So, explain how you come through. You go with the garrote, you stretch it out, and you go straight for like a forward thrust.
Yeah.
Looking kind of like wrap around.
And bring him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you wrap the garrote, go to wrap it around his neck at the last moment. Blue pulls his hands up in a knife pose to block it around, grabs the garrote, puts it behind so your hands are behind your head with the garrote outstretched, punches you in the face.
Yeah.
With the knife as a blunt weapon.
Does he still have the knife?
Oh, pardon? Yes.
I thought he left it at my shoulder.
No, I said he took it out. Yeah, yeah. Took it out with him. Sorry, but he's not stabbing you again, which is nice.
So, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to say
that is nice of him.
We should go on a date later.
Cute. We should fuck.
My interest.
What's his color?
Nice. Blue.
My interests are fire.
Actually, you know what? It is a stab. Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, gotta get that stab in.
So much for romance.
Do you want to do four?
I've got one.
Can
here.
I still fight back?
No, because I fall back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lost this.
You lose that privilege.
Yeah. Fight back the fight back.
I know, honestly, everything's been on the up and up for me since I heard about the Flame Undying. I'm a bit of a slave to it. I'll be the first to admit.
6 points of damage, Mina.
Yeah.
And I got this knife.
Got a cool sacrificial knife.
As he stabs pretty much in the same spot.
Oh,
that stings.
Sorry, what's that number?
Six.
He's come on, that's
literally
sour.
Literally putting, well, almost putting salt in the wound, if salt was hot steel.
A knife.
Yeah, great. That is. Now,
fantastic.
Oh, funny that. It's Blue's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, such a thing as a sore winner, chap.
How many hit points are you on, by the way?
I don't care to tell you.
It's a woman's fucking business.
I don't like your fucking tone.
This is amazing. He's going to go straight for an attack maneuver on you.
Never ask a lady her hit
fight
points.
Back
yeah.
Fight back.
Her HP.
It's rude.
Never ask a lady her hit points.
Yeah.
It's like never discuss your salary. Never discuss your hit points with your party.
Two.
Natural two.
Yes.
Extreme success.
Yes.
I got just a standard success. So this Blue, he grabs a garrote, puts it behind you with a dagger in his right hand, stabs down again in the same
back
spot,
the mm-hmm.
pulls it out, smiles at you, goes for a third stab as he holds your shoulder, your right shoulder with his left hand. But as he goes for that stab,
She kind of does a, it's kind of like a tango arm maneuver. So the arms that were behind her, one moves now to the side of her body as she kind of whips it around, regaining her position over his neck and just kind of crosses them over to choke him out, her arms reaching across her body.
Great, roll your damage.
Yay.
How balletic of you.
Mm-hmm.
She's graceful when she needs to be.
Yeah, when murdering.
When things she's passionate about.
Yeah, a lot of our best qualities come out when murder's involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five.
It's a shame, you know, most of the time there's no witnesses to her
grace and beauty.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She's beauty, she's grace. She's garroted his face.
Based on what you've described, you've now locked him in the garrote. On his turn, he will have to roll a fighting maneuver to escape. Next turn, unless you kill him before then. Because you've locked him in a fighting maneuver, that means that you will inflict 1d6 worth of damage every time.
Fantastic.
Oh, because he attempted a fighting maneuver and failed. He got reverso'd on him.
Well, basically, because now Mina has specifically started to use the unique quality of the garrote, it means that when you use it to choke, you lock them in a fighting maneuver that will sap damage from them each time, lest they can use a fighting maneuver to break the hold.
Because they're being strangled.
Yeah.
They're losing.
So it stops you having to roll the damage. You've got them and you can just inflict it over and over again.
I mean, she's putting a lot of effort in, especially like the way she's doing it, because she's crossing across, like, you know, her arms are crossing in front of her, so she's just really locked in.
She really cares about this.
It's almost as if she's in a fight for her life.
Yes. So she's trying to save reality itself. Yeah.
Stanley.
Nah, it's just job satisfaction.
Pink whirls on you, brandishing the sword, eyeing off your cane, one hand grasping his face. He starts a balletic graceful, swishing through the air as he kind of moves towards you, moves faster, 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 ready to slash you across the face.
He's getting a bit showy with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be like
Pink's
Indiana
more graceful
Jones
than blue.
That's a fail.
Sean missed, so
yeah, I failed.
Your fight back doesn't matter.
No, you're all good. He takes too long and he makes it too much about a finesse and about the flurry than actually, you know, hitting its mark.
Bloody cultists.
And so you simply back out of the way and expertly knock the knife away with your cane.
Knocks the knife away with his cane, shinks the knife out of the top of the cane.
You didn't get your fight back, did you? Did you
succeed? He missed his fight back.
Yeah, so is it Stanley's go next?
Yes, it is.
That's what I was...
You naturally just kept the flow of combat instead of announcing the next round. Go you.
I'm all about... How dare I? You're fired. knocks the knife away with his cane, pulls the knife out of the top of it with that satisfying shink. That's a success.
That's a huge fail.
That's a
hard knife, is it?
Hard success.
Oh. And a small knife, medium knife.
Small knife.
Yeah. 1d4 plus damage bonus.
1d4, yeah. Oh, 7.
Oh, beautiful.
So pulls out the knife, buries it in a chest, in his chest. I keep thinking of Pink Ranger. Buries it in Kimberly's chest.
Oh, no.
She should have thought twice about joining that cult.
just says idiot. Bloody idiot.
Idiot.
100% deado.
We'll give it a twist if he's dead.
Yeah, if he's dead, he puts his left hand on the knife as well. Just drives him back into the pillar, maybe into the dais. Just fucking drags it, drags it down.
Now you got the bloodlust.
Brutal.
And during this moment, can also Yearn and John make me a spot hidden roll? Thank you.
Yeah.
Flame extinguished.
I know, Ellen.
It is.
It's amazing.
When Chris is happy, he's.
I know. He's
a
on cloud
person.
Nine.
Flame on.
I mean, off.
Yes, 13.
It's a clapper.
I fail.
Flame on.
13 under 20, the base of 25. So it's just is that hard?
No.
No, not quite.
25, it's 12. It's rounded down. Yeah.
It's close. I knew it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a normal success.
Yearn, it almost makes sense that you're the one that notices this first. From the other side of the stone steps where you couldn't quite see before, slowly making their way up the steps towards the platform is an old familiar face. It is Joan.
Oh. I thought it was going to be Garrison again. I'm like, oh, fucking
no! I knew it!
You have been listening to Ambrosia Island, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Pulp Cthulhu and all associated properties are trademark of Chaosium Inc. Used with permission.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.